Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
I would do your What's Happenings after we do some others. I haven't got my little box today, so I'm going back to the old school.
That's what happens.
Oh, I see. The music stops.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Because that's Lego, isn't it? And my one, I actually paid proper money for it.
So now we've...
What? Now that's the title fight. Why doesn't this do what I want it to do? Oh, I can't do the What's Happening.
No, I'm going to do them.
No, we're going to get straight into
okay.
it. Because another 20 seconds. Rod Stewart, have you heard this story about Rod Stewart?
Is he digging a road?
Yeah. Rod Stewart's been repairing potholes near his home around Harlow since no one else could be bothered to do it. The potholes were damaging his car on the road to his house. So Sir Rod took to Instagram over the weekend to share videos of himself and a team moving gravel from a lorry with shovels and filling potholes in an area of Harlow in Essex.
Yeah, I see it. I thought it was... random.
Rod explained in the video post that he made the decision to fill in the potholes after an ambulance had burst its tyre and other cars were being bashed up because the road is damaged. He also mentioned his own Ferrari as well. In a video, he can be seen dressed in a tracksuit and a high-vis vest while singing and shoveling gravel. And he says, I'm repairing the street where I live as no one else can be bothered to do it. Essex County Council told us today, while we appreciate Sir Rod's commitment to community spirit, we discourage anyone from carrying out work on the roads themselves. Without proper traffic management and other specific safety measures, residents are putting themselves and others at risk.
Yeah, no. So I can get on board with this because I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
The roads in Essex are atrocious.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I genuinely had a rant about this before, potholes. They're that bad that, like, you're having to swerve round them and you're endangering yourself in the car swerving round them. So, you know, I'm not telling you to get your shovels out.
But, no.
Because that would be irresponsible of me.
Yeah. But it's, we're telling Essex County Council to get their shovels out.
Yeah, get your shovels out.
I think they go around as quick as, I mean, I reckon there must be tens of thousands of them. They're everywhere. Literally, every road.
No, there's
got
tens of thousands of them on the road as I leave my house. Tens of thousands.
Just in your road.
Just in my road. Yeah.
What I thought would be fun, rather than getting into this very dangerous territory of vigilante behaviour, was just to get some songs suggestions for his next single.
Yes,
I've gone with a few.
Go on.
I've got Craig David, Fill Me In.
Very good. Very good.
Atomic Kitten, Hole Again. And Men at Work, anything from Men at Work.
Very good.
I thought they, because I'm thinking, if Rod Stewart's thinking maybe I'll have another single, I'm going to cover a song. I've been out there filling holes on the road.
Yeah.
Craig David, Fill Me In is a perfect, I mean, that is a perfect tune, isn't it? Craig David, Fill Me In.
Yeah.
So any song suggestions at all for Rod Stewart, songs he could have sung while he was filling the holes in the road, filling the potholes, any song that you think he could have sung while he's doing, and it's just a bit of fun.
What about There I Was Digging a Hole?
Digging a hole, yeah.
A hole in the ground.
What were the Blow Monkeys, Digging Your Scene?
Yes.
Digging Your Scene would have been a good one as well. We were talking about Rod Stewart earlier and the fact he was out there filling potholes himself in Harlow because he was annoyed that they hadn't been filled like, you know, he thought they should be. So we were just looking for songs about an hour and a half ago, actually. Just completely
forgot about it.
It's good job we're honest, because I could have gone, and then something got new would have gone, because we forgot about it, and then that would have blown the cover.
Yeah.
But we're both honest, we forgot about it. So Andy and Basildon went, how about they were singing, or Rod Stewart's next single could be The Hole of the Moon by the Waterboys. Great show, Andy from Bad Vegas. Boys to Men, End of the Road, says
Very
Ren.
Good.
That's a clever one. Return of the Tarmac, says Craig.
That one.
Craig in Whittam, Return of the Tarmac, good. Rod the Builder, can we fix it? You get
Rod
the message.
Rod the Builder, yes.
And then Leanne says, I bet you sang along to that. Yeah, I did. Just did it on the radio. Rob says, No Diggity by Blackstreet.
Oh, I said that as well.
That's a very good one.
Yeah, good.
We don't drive on the left side of the road, we drive on what's left of the road, says Chili. That would be a great song.
Very good.
And Laura, the decorator, sending us a picture of what some other guy did in a similar way to Rod Stewart, but he decided to plant flowers in all the potholes in his road.
This picture's brilliant. He's literally planted like some really lovely flowers in a massive pothole.
He's got his watering can out and he's just watering them in the middle of a road. So that's it. Obviously, probably not a thing you should be doing. Take you
home. The Big Drive Home.
Let's ride.
With Chris and Scott.
Let's go.
This is Radio Essex.
It's Chris and Scott, and we're here for another week. I always... Not another week. We're here after that. I'm just... I'm just saying we're here again. It's always, a surprise to us.
I always get to the end of the week and then I wait for the email. Thanks, but no thanks. And yeah. I don't get one, so I just carry on. I turn up.
Yeah.
And the fob works, I walk in.
And we're here again for another week. It's incredible. I mentioned a bit about my weekend. Sort of went away, went to a nice spa on Saturday night. My mate was 40, so we went to his party and we thought we'd stay over and, just chill and have a nice weekend. So we did that and it was great. So no big drama, really. Just a really nice, straightforward weekend. Now, I remember on Friday show, you were talking about what you were doing at the weekend, Scott.
Yeah.
And there was, you were opening a gym.
I was opening a new facility in, over in Brentwood.
Yeah, that's right.
Park, King John's Park. It's absolutely incredible. It was, it's an Everyone Active. But
that's right.
There's not actually a gym inside this one. They've got this thing called, the Tag Arena.
Okay.
Right, and it's very, very good. And so what that essentially is you've got like a band on your hand and you've got to do like certain obstacles to tag this thing, which gives you a tick, and then you move on to the next one. Really, really good. I'm quite competitive.
Yeah, you are, aren't you?
They said, do you want to go? And first and foremost, I'll say this injury that I've got,
right,
it was my fault, right? Because I jumped a little bit too high, got overexcited, landed funny on the mat.
Yeah.
And you know when you hurt yourself?
Yeah.
And you know instantly, oh, I've really, really done something here. So what I've done is I've sort of...
You get to, there's a pain barrier where this is okay, and then there's that bit that goes past and you're like, oh, this isn't familiar pain, this is big pain.
Yeah, because straight away my foot went completely numb.
Yeah.
Numb. And then what it done was I felt physically sick.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh dear. So it turns out that I've really badly sprained my ankle. There was an amazing guy there who does sort of physio stuff, and he works for footballers. Like, you know that tape that you see footballers wear
when they're strapped
like,
up.
Yeah, like sometimes, most of the time it's pink. It's I can't remember what the tape's called, but it's incredible. He taped up my foot.
Yeah,
and because I had a gig at Coco, didn't I?
Yes, you in Southend. That's right.
And I managed to gingerly do the gig.
So much everybody get up, it was more everybody sort of sit around and stand around.
I was standing up.
Yeah, that's good.
I was ordering everyone else to keep on moving.
Yeah.
I was
you
not.
Keep on hobbling.
Mate. So, but Arsenal won, Watford won.
Yeah, Watford won and Arsenal won. It's a good weekend. And when you rang me yesterday, when I was laughing, when you were telling me about your injury, I was laughing at something else. I wasn't laughing.
No. What happened was I phoned you, I phoned my best mate, Chris, to ask if you or Tom could pick me up from the station because I'm on crutches. You said, oh, why? Why? What have you done?
What's happened?
I told you exactly what happened. Yeah. You laughed out loud.
Well, on Friday on the show, when you were telling us what you were doing this weekend, and you were saying, oh, yeah, so I'm opening this gym. And I went, oh, what gym are we opening? You were like, no, it's a Scott from Five, not a Chris and Scott thing. And I was like, oh, right, okay. And then you rang me on Sunday and went, yeah, I went to the gym. I think I've broken my ankle. it does look horrific.
Are you saying maybe a little bit of karma? Is that what you're saying?
No, never. And I only hurt my ankle about 2 weeks ago when I fell out the loft.
Yeah, so slight. It's very similar.
Yeah, it's a similar injury.
But mine's worse.
Well, yours looks worse than mine did, definitely. So Scott is going to be able to do the show, but he can't be moving around or anything like that. So tea will be brought to you. I mean, it's standard day, really.
It's a standard day.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Most embarrassing moments has been revealed in a survey. I loved reading this morning. They include, because I've done most of these, they include texting the wrong person.
Done it.
Bumping into an ex.
Nope.
That's not embarrassing, is it?
No. Well, it could be, but...
The study found we embarrass ourselves 7 times a week, with women 3 times more likely to embarrass themselves than men.
Oh.
Falling over in public. Who would do that?
Oh, I've done it.
I've done it
the other day.
Did you? Oh, yeah, did it in the gym.
Yeah. Literally done it the other day.
I did it. I think I've said this story before, but I'd done it on the school run in the school grounds. I knew my lace wasn't done up, but I thought I'd get to where I've got to be, then I'd do my lace up. And I don't even know how I did it, but when my left leg went forward, it wrapped my lace around my other leg and basically lassoed me to the floor.
Brilliant.
And I just couldn't do anything about
it. Any footage of this?
And it was, no, but I mean, everybody at the school, it was in Wickford when the kids were in junior school, everybody, I mean, it was in the school run. Everyone could see it happen.
Brilliant.
Falling over in public proves the most common reason to be left red-faced for a guy, while for a girl, it's realising a skirt is tucked into her knickers.
Oh.
Camila Cabello had a wardrobe malfunction the other day on The One Show.
Yes, I heard about that.
Connor showed me the video.
Did he?
Yeah, about 18 times. 30% of us have walked face first into a lamppost, done this, or a stationary object while texting or not paying attention. What gets you embarrassed? When did you want the ground to open and swallow you up? When did you want that to happen last? Something happened, you were like, oh, please, no, I don't want to be here.
Mine was on Saturday.
When you fell off, and were the people watching?
Luckily, no. You know when you scan the immediate area?
Yeah.
Like, so... I was like, oh, that hurt. Okay, no one see. But I've done all of them. I've done the lamppost. I've walked into a lamppost while sleeping out my phone. I fell off a speaker on stage in front of thousands and thousands of people.
That's good. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The lamppost one's a weird one. I was in where I grew up in Watford, and there was a girl I really liked. I was probably 14. And I was walking through the town and I was walking backwards while going, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what's going to happen? I was like, yeah, see you next week. Oh my God, yeah, see you later. All right, bye. Really nice to meet you. And as I turned around, it was there.
Bang.
Whoosh, yeah. Straight into the lamppost.
So did you just carry on walking?
No, I slid down it and I sat down for a minute and then got up. And she came over to see if I was all right. It was a ploy, really, and it worked. Well, we went out for 2 weeks. So loads of your embarrassing stories coming through. We'll go through some of those in just a second. And let's talk to Robert in Whittam. How you doing, Robert?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Enjoying the sunshine. Is it still nice out there? Is it nice around Whittam?
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah, I'm just driving home from work. So, yeah, it's a lovely evening.
Nice. What do you do, Robert?
I'm an installation manager and surveyor for a window company.
All right, okay, cool. And what's your embarrassing story? What's happened to you?
Right, okay, so we're going back. I'm 54 now, so I'm going back when I was about 8 years old at primary school. And I think the whole of the school, there was a play going on. I think it was Dick Turpin. So we was all hushed down to the main hall, and then I don't know whether you can remember, but you used to have to sit on the floor cross-legged, didn't you, on the parquet floor?
Yeah, remember.
And, I remember that.
And this play's going on, and all of a sudden this part comes on, and it went deadly quiet. And at that time, I just broke wind, and it was so loud. It was so loud, everybody, including the actors and actresses, all turned around and looked in my direction. Yeah, I know, yeah, that's the moment I wanted that ground to open.
And you still remember the feeling right now, don't you?
I do, yeah, I'm actually going, quite hot there thinking about it.
Oh, mate, that's amazing. Robert, thank you for your story. Thank you for getting in touch with us. Safe driving, mate. Brenda in Chelmsford, on the bus upstairs, a guy sits in front of me. I think it's my friend, so I roll up my newspaper and hit him on the back of the head.
Look
of horror on my face when he turned around and I didn't know him. Fee in Hadley, more embarrassing than bumping into a lamppost is bumping into a lamppost and then apologising. I may be clumsy, but I'm also polite. Kelly in Southend, falling face first into a man's lap when the train brakes suddenly. It took a lifetime for it to finally stop braking so I could come up for air.
Oh dear.
That's awful. Jackie in Southend opened the door to pay the window cleaner and my nightie blew over my head so he saw my whole body. To this day, my friends still call me Flash. Never lived it down. And Dave in Braintree the other day, I wasn't looking where I was going, walked into a mannequin and then apologised because I thought it was a real person. The shop assistant thought it was most funny. Dave in Braintree, thank you for that.
This is Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
I noticed my car today, it's got this sort of yellowy, it looks like, you said it, it looks like I've driven through a building site and done wheel spins.
Yeah, your car, your car's white.
It's a white car, white. Yeah.
When you picked me up today, I
couldn't. Which was nice of me.
Yeah, very nice.
Because
of
your poorly leg.
Yeah. I couldn't actually believe. I said, what's happened to your car? And you went, oh, it's bad.
Well, but I live where I'm living. They're doing a lot of building. So there's a lot of builders around. But actually, the more I'm looking through the text, a lot of people have got this yellowy stuff all over their car. And then when Jack said about the sky looked yellow, then I thought maybe there's some kind of a desert storm.
Maybe there's a sandstorm.
Sandstorm, that's the word I was looking for.
I drew.
Yeah. If anyone's got any more information on why my car's sort of yellowy, mucky colour, apart from the fact that I haven't washed it.
Yeah, because you've like not know, really been taking loads of
I have washed it a couple of times. It's been washed a couple of times, yeah. I've taken it through the car wash. The orange sky is due to Sahara storms apparently blown over. Thank you, Rhonda. Yeah, that's why my car's orange.
There you go.
It's from, Peter's got answers for us. What's the orange dust on my car, Peter?
The orange sand is from the Sahara. It's in the papers today. Yep, it says the air Essex orange dust hits cars as Sahara sand's blown across the country.
Hasn't it Scott's car, though? It's only hit mine. Why is that?
I've got a special
coat on your car.
Coat on my car.
So it must have only... Have you checked your car?
It didn't look like your car. Your car looked like...
My car looked like it had been through... I'd gone through via Wickford, via the Sahara Desert to your house.
Exactly that.
The great page to follow the Sahara storm is windy.com. They've got like a map. You want it?
I'm on it now.
Where is it now?
I can't really make head nor tail of it, actually. It looks like it's basically very bad in London.
Yeah.
And it's also really bad in Madrid.
Yeah, some people have said, Rox says my friend's in Spain at the moment and posted a picture of their orange skies. D in Chelmsford said it's raining sand in Chelmsford at the moment. There's a Sahara storm.
I can see it now. It's really bad where we are.
We had orange skies. I mean, orange skies. Karen says that's Sahara storm that's making everything dusty. Kaz said the same. Rebecca as well. Wish they'd bring the weather from the desert. Doing the school run to home now with Rihanna and Kai. Hello, you guys. Anne from Colchester. Dust storm from the Sahara causes blood rain. That's what it looks like on my car. There's loads on there. Thank you so much for that. Now I know the answer because I was a little bit worried and I will wait. Tomorrow is going to be sunny, so I suppose it'll be gone then. I'll get my car washed tomorrow.
People can hear us in Clacton, right?
Yeah.
Very bad in Clacton. Chelmsford, not great. Oxford, St Albans. It's everywhere.
It's not as yellow as it was earlier. It was proper yellow earlier. The world was yellow.
So, car update.
Car updates. Because you said to me this morning, you got into my car.
Not this morning.
10 to 2. And you went, look at the state of your car, mate. Oh, you don't take care of your car. And then you got in my car and we drove off.
Yep.
And then your wife's just sent you a picture of your car. It looks worse than my car.
A lot worse. My car looks broken, really. Not very happy about that. I've had a really good idea, though.
Yeah.
Really good idea.
Go on.
So
Your idea, or did producer Tom give you this idea?
Right, well, when you hear the idea,
yeah,
text in whose idea you think it was, because it won't be producer Tom that you write.
Right, so, it's only because I heard him say it just before you said it. All right, okay.
Scott
thinks of all his own ideas.
Yeah, no, I get that now.
People have got to believe that.
Yeah.
Tom's, I don't like giving him praise. Tom's come up with a good idea.
Right, what's Tom's good idea?
He reckons the people of Essex should write in the dirty cars.
Yeah.
Something like Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home, Radio Essex, anything of the above.
It's a good shout. So if you've got a dirty car right now, which you have, write in it with your finger, Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home, take a picture and send it to us.
And you will win.
What?
Nothing.
Weather.
Well, it will be an overcast but mild end to the afternoon across Essex. This band of showery rain that arrived earlier.
It's orange rain. Desert rain.
Can you say Sahara desert rain?
It's desert rain.
No.
Change. That's what it is. No, you need to change. Sahara. Do you want me to finish it?
No.
Band
like
of showers. Sahara desert rain. I'm Stevie Shillin. Are you up to date? Is that a bait?
More importantly, the band of showery rain that arrived in the south of the county earlier will hang around until the early evening. Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 11 degrees.
You're
I'm Stevie Shillin. This doesn't happen on LBC.
Can you imagine?
Can you change the weather, please, Mike?
Kim in Holbridge, thank you very much for pictures of your car with sand, dust, Sahara storm all over it. Robin Benfleet, that's a really good... Literally looks like he's driven through Mars.
It really does, yeah.
Robin Benfleet, great picture. Where is it now? Have you got the map still up?
I have. Of course I have.
You know who will make good money out of this?
Who?
The hand car wash guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're going to be on overtime tonight.
Do you know, it's everywhere. I mean, it's even in Dunkirk. It's far. It's everywhere.
Marie, thank you for your picture. Thank you, Tom, who just sent us a picture of sunny Lanzarote and said no sandstorms here.
Yeah, I'm a bit upset.
But it's always windy, though.
Yes, windy there. Yeah. Thank you very much for all the sandstorm pictures. We can say, though, tomorrow, it's literally back to what it was yesterday, isn't it? Tomorrow's beautiful.
Yes.
I've got tomorrow's weather here. Bright start tomorrow, starting dry and bright and feeling warm in the sunshine.
Getting back to our conversation about will Scott wear shorts, you know, the seems that the temperature peaks when he arrives at
He's not here tomorrow.
But I will be wearing shorts, Stevie. Just not
you won't.
Your
be. You're
eyes.
In Newcastle. It'll be cold.
They wear shorts
in December in Newcastle.
I'm glad I found just your one.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
There's no place I'd rather be.
On Radio Essex.
Scott's still, you know, got a poorly foot. I say poorly, it's like three times the size of a normal foot.
It is, yeah. I've got a big boot on now.
You've got a big boot on. But it's all right because you're getting in on the train and then you're being picked up from the station.
Yeah, no.
Tom's picking you up from the station.
I can't believe I've waited this long to talk about this on the radio. It's been perfect. So my mate Dan's picking me up from home, dropping me to the train station. I'm getting off at Westcliff. And Tom, you know, lovely. He's offered to pick me up. He's picking me up.
Well done, Tom.
Straight at the door.
That's what a producer should do.
Yeah. He's producing a lift. It's amazing, right? And I'm thankful.
Yeah.
Very thankful.
But?
Thanks, Tom. Well, yeah, no. And yesterday, no but whatsoever.
Okay.
He dropped me at the door because I had my crutches. He was like, I'll drive up there. I wish I would have taken that advice today because I've got a boot on today.
Yeah.
He said, so do you want to stay in the car and I'll park up? So yeah, no problem, Tom. So we went up and we park where we are. We're right by the sea.
Yeah.
Well, I was nearly in the sea earlier because he turns the car around and then he puts it in reverse and then he goes to put it in reverse and he thinks it's in reverse and he puts his foot down and nearly drives me into the sea.
Scott's face was hilarious.
And literally, I panicked, went, whoa, Tom. And he went, and shockingly, he went, oh, no, don't worry, I do that all the time. and literally like, quickly put it in reverse, you know, and like, he's going,
yeah.
And I went, what are you doing? He went, oh, no, sorry, I just thought. You know that, like, slope?
Yeah, we nearly went down that.
The slope, yeah. I was like, this is how I go. This is it.
Killed by producer Tom in a Ford Fiesta. Is that how you wanted to go?
Not how I wanted to go, no.
All right, 5:42, it's the big drive home, as opposed to Scott's last drive home. I'm taking you home tonight. You'll be fine.
Although, yeah, no, you're, now, my, you're I'm, not I the can best drive.
I'm a good
you
driver.
You took me home last night. I've got a few critiques.
What?
Just a couple.
What critiques?
You don't like stopping at them lights, do you?
Of course I do.
You stop at them.
Yeah.
You're not breaking any laws, but if you can quickly get through it, you're just, woo, woo.
Nah, I'm a good driver.
You are.
I'm a good driver.
Very good.
I am.
Fast.
Not fast. In the speed limit.
In the speed limit, of course.
Dead on the speed limit. Nothing more, nothing, no, less sometimes.
No, never less.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Still lots of filming going on outside for EastEnders. They're currently on the lift, the stairs that go up to the top bit.
Are they still pretending that it's the height of summer?
Well, I don't know.
I
don't know how they can pretend it's the height of summer. It's orange outside.
It looks like
it's awful.
Jamie showed us all the picture earlier where they had fake sun. They had fake sunlight, so they were pretending it was a day beach party at 6 a.m.
So they must have now gone into the nighttime bit. They're filming a wedding, aren't they?
I think so. I think it's Gene Slater's wedding.
So now there's no lights now. So this must be the evening bit. So they've basically put decorations all down the stair rails. If you know the seafront, it's the long stairs that go up where that little stair lift is. Just between us and the casino, so they've kind of, it's got like bunting down the sides of it. But it looks like it's supposed to be summer, but I mean it's not even dark; it's orange outside. I don't know how they're going to. I can't wait to watch it.
I nearly see someone fall down the stairs earlier, and it went dum 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 dum.
I feel a wee bit sorry for the director. He's had a tough day because I went outside to take a picture for my mum and he was screaming at people. He's like, get out of the shot, get out of the shot. So
really?
Was he saying, Stevie Shillingdog, get out of the shot?
No, he offered me a job.
Sorry, that wasn't a dum-dum moment.
Get out of my pub. Do that.
The cliff lift, that's right, Dubbo. That's it. Get out of my pub. Oh, that didn't work that time. There you go. Yeah, it's a lot of filming going on. And what we were going to say is on the end of the...
Who do you think will be next? So we've had Royalty.
Yep.
We've had...
EastEnders. We started with Scott from Five, then Royalty, then EastEnders.
Britney Spears.
No. Wes Nelson. Wes Nelson.
Yeah.
He went to Adventure Island. That was big. Rio Ferdinand was down there.
Rio Ferdinand was there.
Yeah.
I think Britney Spears should come...
Dropping in Southend.
Yeah.
City status.
There's a famous picture of Britney Spears eating fish and chips on the back of a London bus, so it's not too stretch. It's a big stretch.
What can we have tonight? I was thinking on the end of the show where you go, Wednesday, completed it, mate. You give us... give an example of how you could do it, because I can use the dum-dums as well.
Yeah, you could say, Janine, I've had enough. Get out of my pub, because Wednesday's completed it, mate.
Should we do that as an end of the show tonight?
Are you allowed to use that? Does that not belong to the BBC?
Well, they weren't here. Or they might do. They're literally outside. The BBC are outside the building. Yeah,
they might
be like,
we've ended the shot. We must have ended the shot because we just heard the dum-dums.
We pay PRS.
Yeah.
So somebody's written that.
Do you know that the EastEnders, they call it, they all look at the end of their thing to see if they've got the dum-dums.
Oh, who is it that's never had one? I saw somebody on TV. Oh...
Well, an EastEnders character has never had the dum-dums.
Yeah, it was. They were like, how many doof-doofs have you had? And they were like, oh, none, actually.
Yeah, it's doof-doofs. You are right, it's doof-doofs.
Yeah. Listen to it, yeah. It's a doof.
No, but they called it the doof-doofs. Yeah. Stevie's right. He's got something right on the news. Amazing.
He's only saying that because I said Arsenal will win later.
There you go.
He's trying to be my mate now.
That's a good plan.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Two shot Phil. Wednesday completed it, mate.
Nah, mate, I'm not having this. You're telling me it's not my brother? Wednesday, of course, you completed it, mate.
You're not my mother. Yes, I am! Wednesday completed it, mate.
I don't watch EastEnders. Wednesday completed it, mate.
Ricky!
Wednesday completed it, mate.
I've got nothing left! Wednesday... Complete it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.